91X News.
It's 17 degrees and sunny at 9 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rinkema. A 25-year-old Trenton man was arrested and charged with breach of release conditions last night. Police responded to a domestic dispute at a Sydney Street home in Trenton. The homeowner said her boyfriend had taken and sold some of her property. When talking with the man, police noticed a strong odor of alcohol and later learned the man was on condition to not drink. An elderly male resident of Belleville was contacted over the phone by a man representing himself as a lawyer. The so-called lawyer said he was representing the man's grandson who'd been involved in an accident. He requested a quantity of money be forwarded through Western Union. Several family members became involved, and with the assistance of Western Union, the money was returned. The Belleville Police Service reminds the public to be very suspicious of any solicitations for money, especially over the phone or the internet. Anyone receiving such a call should not send money without getting in touch with other family members to confirm the whereabouts of the grandchild. Ottawa police say a second package containing a body part has been found just hours after a stunned Conservative Party receptionist opened a blood-soaked box containing a human foot. Terry Pedwell has more.
The first body part, a foot, was found before the lunch hour in a package delivered to Conservative Party headquarters a few scant blocks from Parliament Hill. As a result of further investigation, Ottawa police say they intercepted a second suspicious package later in the day containing another human body part. Police haven't revealed what type of body part was found, saying they aren't releasing more details about the second find. But Canada Post says it's cooperating with the major crime section as it continues to investigate. Terry Pedwell, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Students in Montreal took to the streets for the 36th consecutive night last night as negotiations to end the ongoing strike over tuition fees continue in Quebec City. Canadian Press reporter Jonathan Monpetit was among the demonstrators.
Despite heavy rains that interrupted public transit, still several hundred people showed up for the nightly demonstration against Quebec's proposed tuition hikes and the special law aimed at cracking down on demonstrations. Everyone here is watching closely the events in Quebec City, where student leaders are sitting down with the government and trying to hammer out a deal. And everyone here is following the events via Twitter, Facebook, and other forms of social media.
Student leaders will sit down with the government again today. The Obama administration is expelling Syria's most senior envoy in Washington. The U.S. is joining Canada and several other governments and kicking out Syrian diplomats to protest last week's massacre of entire families. They were shot execution style in their own homes. The U.S. State Department says the charge d'affaires of the Syrian embassy has been given until Friday to leave the United States. Spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says the State Department realizes very well that this won't stop the violence, but a statement had to be made.
We will obviously continue to look at other ways we can pressure the regime economically, politically, diplomatically, and continue to try to tighten the noose.
Australia, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Spain have also announced they're expelling Syrian diplomats. Nanuminex Sports, it's down to the last hurdle in hockey. Four wins will win you the Stanley Cup. The LA Kings, who haven't played since eliminating Phoenix over a week ago, are in New Jersey. They take on the Devils, who are reasonably well-rested coming off Friday's Game 6 win over the Rangers. The Kings have yet to lose on the road in the playoffs. And the San Antonio Spurs are a perfect 10. The Spurs have yet to lose in the NBA playoffs, where they are 10-0. They're 20-0 dating back to the regular season after topping Oklahoma City 120-111 in the Western Conference Final. Tony Parker scored 34 points and Manu Ginobili added 20 of his own as San Antonio opened a 2-0 lead. Toronto Blue Jays manager John Farrell says you're never going to be really surprised by a play that Brett Laurie might make. Laurie was 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs and 3 scored runs. Also made a terrific diving catch in foul territory to stop Baltimore's momentum in the 9th inning. The Blue Jays hung on for an 8-6 victory over the Orioles. Reliever Casey